When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Around 750 million people live on the European continent. So what about it? What will its future look like? Will there ever be a United States of Europe? For this and more, you will hear from European thought leaders, artists, civil society representatives, and all those who care about its future. You will receive key insights into the ways Europe is changing and how your voice can be part of this. I am Paolo De Stilo, and you're listening to Europe Matters. Today I'm joined by Valerie Thatcher, who walks for Europe, but also through Europe. In fact, she walked through Europe in 2019. She did 700 kilometers from Lyon to Brussels. And that experience shaped her to write actually a book, Une marche pour l'Europe, which is like translated a walk for Europe. And then a couple of years later in 2021, when it was again possible after the various lockdowns, she took it to the next level. Instead of only visiting five countries, she went on for a 1,400 kilometer walk and she went through 12 countries in the central and eastern part of Europe. Valerie, you're currently joining in from Lyon, right?
Hello, and thank you so much for welcoming me and being interested in what I'm doing. Thank you so much.
And I found your project actually through Instagram, and that's where also you promote your work, your interest in the European Union. And for me, what really surprised me, or at least fascinated me, is the will. How did it start? How did you come up with the idea to walk for Europe?
Yes, actually, it was a conjunction of things. I was, in one hand, I was very worried about how powerful the far right party is in France. And for so many years, it's rooted. We get, almost comfortable with the idea that they are always at the second tour of the presidential election each time. In the other hand, European Union was not valued. We had few coverage in the media. We don't learn at school about the EU. Politicians, they don't promote what the EU does in the territories. And we were speaking very few of the coming elections. And in the other end, I had started to walk very much because I was not so sportive at the beginning. But, for personal reasons, I started to walk very much. And so all these things, they came together in my mind. And suddenly I thought, yes, what I could do is to walk. And so I had to figure out to imagine which way I will walk. So first thing I thought, maybe I could do the three main cities, Luxembourg, Strasbourg, and Brussels, but it was too much for a first big walk. So I thought, well, if I'm going to Brussels, it would be great just to start with.
How was it to walk, actually? Which places did you enjoy the most?
Oh, it made smile my friends and neighbors because I was crossing lots of vineyards, regions with vineyards. So Le Beaujolais, La Bourgogne, La Champagne. So I made each kilometer on foot from Lyon to Brussels. And it was March, April 2019. So it was still very fresh, even cold sometimes. And well, that was quite an experience.
You also got a lot of media coverage at the time. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, because, well, it helps to speak about, to get some attraction, the fact that the elections were close. It was maybe original as well. That was, there were lots of interest to do this walk because it took time. So it offers me time to attract attention, to develop my ideas, to share my ideas and my enthusiasm. Because I started from zero. I started from zero physically. I started from zero on social media. I had no skills.
English was also a big barrier, probably at the beginning, right?
Even in English, I wasn't very... Well, I'm still not very good, actually. And so I had so many challenges together.
And how do you feel now after a couple of years of also having to work with English? Because I know that in France, learning English, like in Italy, is not very much stimulated and not many people learn to speak it English.
Yes, I think, well, it seems the way we are teaching English is not very efficient. And people who do speak well English, they do speak well because they are traveling, because they are lucky to have other way to learn English.
When you went to Brussels, did you learn something from Europe?
On my way, you mean, with people I met? Yes. Oh, what I could feel is much indifference in what about Europe and about what I was doing. It was also lots of skepticism and criticism about Europe. But I was not surprised because we speak few of Europe and mostly to criticize and to hold it responsible for everything that goes wrong. So, of course, there are things going wrong, but not everything is going wrong. It's a huge chance to have the EU, to be part of the EU, to be European.
And do you think this sentiment has changed in the last 2 years since the start of the pandemic?
Europe has done a lot to try to take responsibility, even if health was not under its competence, and to deal with the economy and finance of the countries. So, and to deal with a vaccine, to order the vaccine. Well, I think really the European Union has done everything it could to deal with the situation as best as possible, considering the power they had in these matters. And the good point about information is that the media coverage has developed much about, I see that about the EU, what does the EU? And that is a good point, that people have more information. But one thing that I wanted to share with the people is, of course, they have lots of rights and freedoms thanks to the EU, thanks to democracy, thanks to the rule of law. We have lots of good things, but we have a huge responsibility as a citizen in the EU. And one of these responsibilities is to get informed, to have various sources of information, even if the media coverage is weak. We have to make efforts. We have a responsibility as a citizen to have an open mind, to learn, to keep a critical mind, to vote, but to vote with knowledge, with understanding, and to vote not only for oneself in a selfish way, but to vote thinking that you are voting for your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, for all the society. You have a way to take responsibility for everything you're doing.
And how do you think, because you encountered also indifference with people that you met?
Yes. Yes, because in 2019, there was no pandemic. The coverage was very, very week about the EU. And people, they feel that the EU is something far away from them, from their life. It's not their business almost. And I can say that even my friends and neighbors, it made think people very much what I did. And they did vote because they said, yes, she's right.
It's great.
It's very important. We have to vote for the European elections. And I was happy for that. Well, I knew perfectly that what I was doing, I could not measure the impact. I couldn't measure if it was useful, really. So it's much about faith and beliefs. And I needed to do it, whatever the result, because I knew I couldn't measure the result anyway.
So then due to COVID, I believe you had to downwind and actually not, you couldn't walk much. But then you decided again to take a step further and go actually and walk for 1,400 kilometers. And from what I read, you went through Poland, Germany, Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Slovenia, Croatia, Bulgaria, Romania, Lithuania,
yes,
and Latvia. So that's really impressive. And I cannot imagine what you've seen there, because I've never been to most of these places and I'm very curious about them. No, so,
you know, well, this project, the second walk, I had this idea since 2019. As soon as I had finished the first walk, I had this idea. And it was turning in my head how to do. I had lots of things to say about these countries. I wanted to show solidarity with people who stick to European values in this country, especially in Poland and Hungary, in Slovenia. I wanted to show solidarity with women, with LGBTs, community, with minorities. I wanted to say to these countries and these people, I care. And also that there is no small country in Europe. Everyone and every country matters very much. It doesn't depend of the size of your population. It doesn't depend of how flourishing is your economy or the number of MEPs in the European Parliament. It's about belief. A single person can inspire very much on how to say, give ideas and inspiration for the future. So this is what matters.
And that's why Europe matters.
Exactly. And so, well, you might be impressed by the number and the countries I went through, but actually it was not at all about tourism. And I did not choose my itinerary according to the nice places to see, not at all. I tried to spot the populated area, the most populated area, and try to include the capitals of the countries. Because, and also, I couldn't do everything going from one country to the other, everything on foot. So I decided a challenge of at least 100 kilometers per country. So, as I said, populated areas with capitals. So, well, capitals, of course, are very nice to walk in. But also, I walked very much along the roads, which were very busy, which were very smelly. So it was not a fun, always a fun thing.
Yeah, because you also probably have seen differences between countries and how their infrastructure was made, right?
Well, actually, that was one thing that surprised me, that infrastructures were quite good and quite the same everywhere. It was very good, actually.
And also like public transport?
Well, I didn't take much public transport, sometimes to join one country to go to the other. So I took some fixed bus, very cheap, and some trains, but not much.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Through your walks, did you get also media coverage? Did you also get invited by people to stay over, or did you have to always find yourself an accommodation?
I had thought about this very much. First, I wanted to take a tent to limit the expenditures, and actually, this is forbidden to camp outside anywhere in many of these countries. You can't do that, and Actually, I appreciate it to walk in a safe place and in a comfy place every night because I was very, very tired. It was very hot all the time. I had to knock at doors very often to ask for refill of water because I was sweating so much. It was so, so hard. And so I booked mainly by Airbnb or booking.com or I called for people to welcome me, but I had few success. There was a Polish man who welcomed me in Uch, it's south of Warsaw. That was very interesting. Well, actually, I met lots of interesting people, especially in Poland, people who worry, people who are angry about their leaders, about the way the country is changing. I met all sorts of people, but I can say everywhere I was very respected. Maybe because I was alone and as a woman, I had a big bag behind, back here. I was alone and impressed people, or even if they disagree with this flag on my back, they never annoyed me. There were also people who were not interested at all by the flag. They were just interested in me as a woman, as a person. And they started to with me, where do you come from? It was a human experience. And that's also what I wanted to share and to show the people, that basically we are all the same. Because that's actually my page. I'm sharing lots of information and feeling on my page, but it's much about European values. And for me, that is what matters, because these are not just great ideas. It means something in our everyday life. The idea of Europe at the beginning, it was a human and humanist project. It was not about a common market.
You've said it beautifully, and also trying to understand why many people are for Europe, right? So it's like this project of solidarity, hopefully. At least at this moment, it doesn't feel like it's a solidarity project. However, each step that has been taken has brought to more collaboration to a certain extent, of course, in Europe. One of the things that I was wondering now, so you started off in 2019, and that was for the European Parliament elections. And then last year, the Conference on the Future of Europe started. Not many people know about it. So did you also, through your walks, talk about the conference?
Yes, that was one One of the aspects of my second world, it was to promote. Well, I was always promoting citizen activism. And this time, of course, I promoted the conference on the future of Europe. I had written a couple of sentences and I asked everywhere that it is translated so that I could share on my social networks. So I did this. And in Warsaw, I had also leaflets that I could distribute in the street about the conference. So yes, of course, that's very important that people get involved in this, because precisely Europe is the project of the people for the people. So we have to get involved in it. We have to be part of it.
And did you get help from these institutions, European institutions, or have you done everything on your own?
Well, all the project, the idea and the way it was organized, it was me on my fault, European my fault. But of course, I did inform the European Parliament Office of Paris, and then the offices in each country. And some of them, they did help me to share what I was doing. They helped me to get in touch with some media. So in some places, I could speak with some media of TV or radio. So that was nice. That, of course, if what I'm doing is shared, it's better. It's more worth the effort, because it was such an amazing effort, physically and mentally, and about organization. And I was working from, well, I was not only working, actually. I was searching for information about each country to share basic information about the country on my page. I was taking lots of pictures, choosing them and sharing them. I was writing how each day unfolded. And I was sharing all this. So it took me until midnight easily every day. So yes, I was all holding on nerves.
So you walked, how many kilometers would you walk every day? Like 20, 30?
It could be sometimes very rarely, it could be very few, 12. It was rather around 20, 25, but sometimes it was more than 30. And the first day in Poland, I had several days with more than 30 kilometers. And that was too hard in a row to have so many kilometers in a row. Managing the effort was something very important for me in my mind and physically to manage the effort. Because I'm not a young woman either, so, and I have lots of other things to do in the day. Searching for accommodation as well, not only pictures and writing and searching information about the countries, but organize accommodations, a new accommodation almost every day. So that was quite busy. You see, as a woman, it was from the start, from the first project, to be a woman, it was also for me to give a signal to other women. I am no one. I have no special skills to begin with, but I have beliefs and I have the will. And with will and beliefs, you can do very much. Alone, you can do very much. And I am very convinced that together, if we join forces, we can do the impossible. Well, I know there's a lot to worry about, but there's also lots of hope. And that is something I'm trying to share as well. Hope. That we are not, how to say, just enduring things, witnessing the worst, and we have the power to change things. And you see all these people's women demonstrating in Poland, LGBTs fighting for their rights and just being respected everywhere. People fighting for human rights, for the Uyghur, for the environment. It's so inspiring and it's very important. And even if we can't see the effect and the result immediately, there is one. And we can change things.
Very good words to finish our talk. However, before we finish, I was wondering whether you're going to do another walk for Europe in the future.
Yes, I only dream of that because there are still lots of countries I didn't walk through. Yes, I would like to very much. So I need the conditions to be gathered. Well, I have recovered now, so it's fine. I need health. I need to keep health.
Yeah, because you had to stop at a certain point, right?
Yes.
Because of leisure, physical impediments.
I was managing very well the effort, but in the end, I got sick. Not really because of the walk. It's because of a tick, an insect. I got meningitis. So I spent 2 weeks at the hospital in Tallinn. And then when I came back, I was not able really to walk. I was not able to do everything. It took time for me just to be able to get dressed, to wash myself, to walk. So it's just a few weeks since I'm fine.
Also, physical obstacles have been real and also have blocked you from doing, but hasn't stopped you to share what you're doing, sharing the energy, your hope.
I would do it again, even knowing how it finishes. I just missed the last 5 days. I had still 100 kilometers to do.
So which other countries would you like to visit in your next walk?
My dream was to, when you are in Estonia, it's the Gulf of Finland. So we have just to cross the Gulf to join Finland, and then Sweden, and then Denmark. And so, yes, of course, it's easy to imagine how to continue.
And then in Sweden, you can go with your tent. It's free everywhere, so you go with a tent. So that's going to be even more adventurous as a walk.
Yes, it's a dream. Join me for the next walk.
That would be great to join you in this part of it. I would love to join. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of Europe Matters. Special thanks goes to my assistant producer, Antonio Mattesini. Let us know who we should interview next by writing a comment and sharing it with your friends on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn using the handle @EuropeMatters. Don't forget to leave a review on whichever podcast streaming platform you use. And if you really like this show, the best way to support us is by making a donation on patreon.com. You can learn more at www.europematters.com. Speak to you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flimsy stands slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's armodillo.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo, built to last, designed to impress.